for discussion. Thank you, church. If you turn your Bibles back to Ezekiel chapter 9, we're going to continue our study on the remnant of God. And what I'm going to do with this message over the next few weeks, I don't know how long, it'll probably be a while because I go slow. But what I'm going to try to do is to show what the remnant of God is truly about. We find in Ezekiel chapter 9, Ezekiel talking about the sinful transgressions of Israel. And he says, "Now when these things were done, the princes came to me, saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the land." Now, that's what God tells us to do as Christians, isn't it? To come out from the world and be separate. Amen. Let our light so shine in darkness. The world is dark. There's no light in it. It's all dark. Amen. Their spirits are dead. Their souls have been condemned unless God saves their souls. And these people were doing exactly what a lot of Christians are doing today. They're dwelling with the lost. He says, anyway, Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to the abominations, and even the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Jebusites and the Ammonianites and the Moabites and the Egyptians, and the Ammonites. There we go. And for they have taken their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Exactly what's happening today. A lot of the chosen people of God, a lot of saved people, are mingling with the world. Yea, and the hand of the prince and the rulers have been chief and the trespassers. A lot of the pastors and a lot of the elders in the churches today are doing the same thing as the rest of them doing, ain't they? And when I heard these things, I rent my garments my mantle and plucked off my hair of my head and out of my beard, sat down astonished. I get astonished sometimes, don't you? I get astonished at some Christians, the things they say, things they're doing, how they're not going to church anymore, how they're not really reading the Bible. They get on a stupid social media like Facebook and they try to figure out what's being said on there when nothing's being said. You know, you cannot put anything hurtful or anything chastising or anything of that sort on Facebook. If you do, they're not going to read it. They just don't want to hear about it. Somebody is at the door. Then we were assembled unto me everyone that trembled at the word of God of Israel because of the transgressions of those that had been carried away. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. Verse 5. Here Ezra is confessing Israel's sin. He says, "At the evening sacrifice I rose up from my heaviness and rent my garments and my mantle and fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God." That's what we need to do.
Just letting us know a big tree fell across the fence on part of the parsonage back here. The fence where Shep was at. I hate to interrupt for it, but it's a huge oak tree laying across the all the dog fence and everything.
There's an oak tree laying across my fence.
Okay?
Is Shep out there?
No, he's in the house. As long as they hit the house, it's okay, but I guess it's sort of pinned up. Anyway, that's what worried me about them oak trees. I don't mean, I will talk about that later. And said, oh my God, I am ashamed and blushed to lift my face unto thee. Sometimes I get that way. When I hear what Christians are doing today, I get that way. My God, for our iniquities are increased. See, he didn't separate himself. He included himself in this. A lot of people tell me sometimes, you shouldn't include yourself with it. We are Christians. We are one, are we not?
Amen.
Over our head and our trespass is grown up unto the heavens. Since the days of our fathers have we been in great trespass against this day, and our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been delivered unto the hands of the kings of the lands, to the swords, to captivity, to the spoil, to the confession of faces, that is, this day. Listen now closely to 8 and 9, we'll end there. Now for a little space, grace hath been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape. Credit was given to God here for leaving a remnant. I'll get in that in a minute. And to give a nail in his holy place that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we are bondmen, for we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, and given us a reprieve to set up our house of our God, and to repair the desolation thereof, and to give us a wall of Judah and in Jerusalem. I'm sorry about that. My new dentures were starting to bother me. We got into this last week. We started our introduction and got briefly into our first point. And our first point is where we're going to start tonight. And we're talking about the remnant of God. Now, when we talk about the remnant of God, we're not talking about Israel. Israel is not a remnant of God. Israel is a chosen nation of God. The remnant of God is anything that God chooses for himself by a remnant. Now, you consider them a remnant, but they're the chosen nation of God. Because when we talk about the remnant of God, we're actually talking about the elect of God. While Israel was an elected nation, the little S-O-N of God, they are not the elect of God as far as the elect people of God. They are his chosen nation. Now, some of Israel, the Israelites, were also not just chosen as Israel, as a chosen nation, but also chosen in the remnant of salvation. And therefore, God always prepares a remnant for everything. If you go through the scriptures, you'll see several times over in the Old Testament where things went bad and God always had a remnant, as he did here. God had a remnant. Back when millions of Christians were being martyred, a remnant of them were saved. God chose the remnant that would be saved. And therefore, they carried on the church, they carried on the gospel, they carried on the ministry, and got it to where we're at today. Now we're in the time of apostasy. And apostasy is causing some churches and Christians to fall away. That's what apostasy is. It is a falling away from the truth. The Lord said they will have itchy ears and they will follow after a lie rather than the truth of God's word. They get to the point where they're ashamed of the truth of God's word. They don't like to talk about the truth of God's word. They don't like the way you talk about the truth of God's word. Therefore, they separate themselves from the church. A lot of them have been excluded from the church. do from churches. And in looking at that, God still has a remnant, doesn't he? Today, we are part of that remnant. Now, not the remnant of salvation, but the remnant that's going to survive the apostasy. How do we know we're going to survive? We haven't fallen yet, and we're not even close to it. So, in this time, God said in verse 8, that God, or Ezra said, that God leave us a remnant to escape. Now, if we go, we went over to, if you go over to Romans chapter 9, we got into this last week, I'm going to get into it briefly, and then we're going to move on into something else, because I need to keep progressing. I can't just stay in one place. The elect of God, this is our first point, the elect remnant of God is both Jews and Gentiles. The first churches were Jewish churches. The Jews were God's people coming in, not all of them, but a remnant of them, coming into the New Testament times, into the times when Jesus was here. And the first church Jesus started at Jerusalem was a Jewish church. But the over time in the past, the Jews had radically done so much bad stuff that God put them to the side. And God elected to use Gentiles in the church age, which we're in now. So while not all churches, not all members of churches are Gentiles, they are some Jews. But predominantly, they are Gentile churches. Almost all of them are the vast majority of them. So while Israel was God's part of God's elect nation, and some of them part of God's elect family, they are not all part of God's family. Those Jewish leaders that crucified the Lord Jesus Christ are not Christians, were not Christians, and probably did not die Christians. Some few, a limited amount, of people involved in that, some form, I believe, and back in Acts chapter 3 and 4, were saved. But it wasn't like it was just gushing with all of them. The elect people of God, the elect remnant of God, is a remnant that God chose before the foundation of the world and called them his people. And in these people, they are mixed Jews and Gentiles, but today they are mostly Gentiles. And God made them what they are. People have a problem with this. And the problem they don't have a problem with the Jews being the chosen nation of God. They have a problem with the chosen people of God. They don't believe in election. They believe that Ephesians 1 and other scriptures that go back to the Jews and not the Gentiles, when they couldn't be more wrong. They are sadly, grossly mistaken. The New Testament was written predominantly for the New Testament churches and for our time. Because in the Old Testament, God used the Jews so much, he didn't use the Gentiles, very rare he would have used one. But in the New Testament, when he set the Jews aside, he used the most Gentiles. Now, going back to Romans 9, verse 6, I'm going to read this, go briefly through it. We had this last week, I started going back up. Because this is important. In verse 6, he says in Romans 9, not as though the word of God had taken none effect. Listen, for they are not of Israel, which is or of Israel. Now that's important to remember. I know a lot of people disagree with me, but that right there is an important statement. Everybody needs to remember that statement right there. They are not of Israel, which are of Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham. Important stuff right there. We're going to get to that just a little bit later. They are all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed. The seed is very important. The seed is the elect of God. The seed, you can call it the seed of God. You can call it the seed of Christ. You can call it the seed of Mary's son, Jesus. You can call it whatever you want, but what the seed is the people that God talked about in Genesis 3:15. We talked about separating the world and Christ. The world and Christ's people. The elect of Christ are Christ's people. We belong to Jesus Christ. We do not belong to ourselves. We do not belong to the world. We have been separated from the world, and we belong to Jesus Christ. It don't matter who we are. We separate ourselves from others. God does not separate us as Christians. It's a disgrace for blacks, whites, reds, and yellows to separate themselves if they are Christians. We are all the elect of God. We are all saved by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are all God's children if we are saved. Doesn't matter who we are. White churches do it. Black churches is horrible at it. They just can't lift themselves out of the racism. And it's time for racism, it's time for this trash to stop with Christians. It makes me sick when I hear Christians or people that are supposed to be Christians talking like they're lost. God has a remnant, even at that, that's going to be on the straight and narrow. And this church is part of that remnant to get through the apostles. So they are not all children, verse 7, last part, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called, that is, they which are the children of the flesh, and these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise, are counted for the seed, verse 9, and for this is the word of the promise, that this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. Just as God loved Jacob and hated Esau, I almost messed that one up, as much as God loved Jacob and hated Esau, it was God's elect choice to hate Esau. Now, people say, well, God can't hate you for no reason. God hates everybody because of sin, doesn't he? Everybody is born an enemy of God, even if we're Christians. Was born an enemy of God. We were born into sin, an enemy of God. We did not pull ourselves out of sin. God reached down and pulled us out of sin and placed us in the Spirit of Jesus Christ, separating us from the world. God had these people separated in Ezekiel 9, and they got themselves back into it. Today, God has separated a lot of Christians, and they have got themselves back into it. I tell you what, if you're a Christian and you're not in church, you need to get in church. I don't care what it takes. If you got excluded from a church, if you just quit going to church, if you had a problem, I don't care what it is, you need to get yourself straightened up and get back in the house of God. Let's go to The second point, because I got to move on. Who are the seed of Abraham? Well, if you go back to chapter 9 of Romans, and we're going to go back over to Ezekiel 9 and then we're going to go to Genesis 17. We're going to be over there a little bit. But back over to Romans 9, remember I told you some things were important to remember. In verse 6, in chapter 9, remember the Lord said, not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are Israel. They're not all Israel. Now, is the Lord losing his mind here? Did God write something in his word or inspired to be written that wasn't correct? No. God never wrote anything in his word that wasn't correct. The thing is, we as Christians, as churches, have to put it together like a puzzle being put together and make sure all the pieces are put in the right places. There's a reason God says certain things. And we're going to look at some of them certain things tonight. Neither, he says in verse 7, because they are the seed of Abraham, they are all children. Just because they're Jews doesn't mean they're all children. Now go back to Ezra. Go back to Ezra chapter 9. In verse 8, he says, for now, for a little space, grace had been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape. So, whatever was this stuff going on in that time, it was there by the grace of God that God chose a remnant to make it through. We see this many times in the Old Testament and sometimes in the New Testament. We see where God has selected a remnant to survive. Even in the apostasy we have today, there is a remnant that's going to survive. So far, we are in that remnant to survive. So far, we're walking according to the Word of God. As long as we don't allow ourselves to be misguided, and the only way we're not going to is if God's grace is heavy upon us. Because if it's left up to us, we will. Now go back over to, or not back over, go over to Genesis chapter 17. So when Paul wrote that they are not all Israel, which are Israel, and then he went on to say, neither because they are the seed of Abraham, are they the children? All of Israel, we're talking two separate Israels here. We're talking a chosen seed versus a chosen nation. We're talking a remnant to be saved versus a nation that was chosen of God. The children of God will carry on the name of Israel. The promises to Abraham, the promises to Israel, the promises to Jacob and all the rest were to the seed of Abraham, were to the seed or the remnant of God, of God's chosen people throughout time. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 4, he says, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, the Lord said. And thou shalt be a father of many nations. Is that a misprint? Did the word nations get plural? Be a plural word of that's plural by a pen slip. I know what a pen slip is. I have a long time. I know what it is to make a mistake in speaking. I do that all the time. I know what it is to make mistakes. I do that all the time. But God don't make mistakes. There are no errors in the Word of God. We may miss defined words. The translators may not have used proper words in the translation sometimes, like the word world in John 3:16. It isn't the entire world that God loves. See, I'm not going to get into it. It wasn't, Esau proved that. It wasn't the entire world, but it was the world of the remnant of God. It was the world of believers. It was the world of the elect of God. The elect Jews and the elect Christians are not different people. We're all one people. Remember what I said a while ago about the white, black, red, yellow? When I grew up, that was the four colors. We have multiple colors today, but if you get looking at people's hair, you'll find every color of the rainbow and about 5,000 other colors. But I'm talking about the colors of people in the world. The shades are white, black, red, yellow. And all of these people in Christ were one. If you're a Jew, if you're a Gentile, if you're a Christian, you're one. The remnant began with where? Israel, didn't it? The remnant began with Abraham, whom is the father of all nations. That means he has a people in both Israel and Gentiles. Now go to John chapter 10. I'm trying not to mess this up. It is really complicated. It is, and if you don't understand it, you need to study it. I'll be happy to give you a copy of this outline and let you study it after I'm finished. But if you go to John chapter 10, verse 16, remember, in the beginning, the churches were primarily Jews. Some of them were partially Gentile, some of them were Gentile, but mostly they were Jews, and predominantly Jews. But look here at what the Lord wrote in John chapter 10, verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. You understand? Amen. The fold he's talking about are the Jews. And he's saying here, and other sheep outside of the Jews I have, that are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice. Thank God we did. And there shall be how many folds? How many? One fold. And one shepherd. In other words, there is no separation in the remnant of God as far as the elect of God goes. There are remnants of God in the world, like right now in apostasy. Some of the chosen of God, the elect of God, are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They always have. There's always been error with a lot of Christians who refuse to follow the Lord for some ignorant reason. Maybe I'll run them off. Maybe Oscar run them off. Maybe Doyle Thomas run them off. Maybe other pastors run them off. People can come up with the most asinine statements about why I don't go to church. Folks, there is no possible reason any believer is not in the house of God. Unless You can't get there. Your health is bad. Some reason that it's impossible for you to get there. Outside of that, if you're able-bodied to get the house of God, it is your responsibility. I don't care what happened between you and some pastor or you and some church. It is not about you. We are all the children of God. Let me understand this. Let me explain it so you can understand it. We are all the children of God. Anytime a child of God separates themselves from the fold or from the assemblies, they are doing themselves the most danger. I don't care what it is. No, I'm not going to beg anybody to come back. I'm telling people to go back. You are part of the fold of God. So yes, there is one fold. Who is that fold? Well, it started out as Jews. It wound up being Gentiles. And it's going to return. Well, when the Lord comes, churches will be gone, all of them. But God will use another remnant of Jews in the tribulation period. Now go to Ephesians chapter 1. I don't know how many people, some, a lot of them Christians, who want to debate with me and tell me how ignorant I am of the elect of God, that it doesn't include Gentiles, that it makes me almost want to regurgitate just talking about it and thinking about it. Oh, Ephesians 1 wasn't written to us. It was written to the Jews. Their seed is also called the elect of God. That's the seed of God. That's the seed. Listen, seed, kingdom, it's all the sphere of God. It's what God has made it. It's like a room. And we're all in that room. Lord calls it a fold, doesn't he? And God elected and God put in every one of them people he wants in that fold. But there's only one fold. They're not two. They're not three. They're not five. They're not ten. They're not a million. There's one. They're not one church, but they are one fold. That fold is who the Lord talked to. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, don't tell me that's not talking about Gentiles. That is talking about the fold of God that he elected before the foundation of the world, also called the remnant of God. Whom he elected before the foundation of the world. And they're all going to be one day before him blameless, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. There it is. The elect of God are going to be adopted children of God by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Not my good pleasure, not your good pleasure, but God's good pleasure. That is the drawing of God. The saving of a soul is the power of the Holy Spirit. That's who it is. It doesn't matter if they're Jews or Gentiles. They are one people. They are one nation. They are one foe. They are one kingdom. And any true Christian, I know there's a lot of churches out there, they're just counterfeit churches and they can't figure out up to now about the Word of God. I'm talking about real Christians. They want to separate themselves by color, by nationality, by gender, or bigender, or trigender, or quadgender, or whatever other kind of genders they have. They're wrong. I ain't making it crazy, that just came to me. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace. His grace is the reason, He said over here in Ezra chapter 9, verse 8, what did He say? God, the Lord our God, to leave us a remnant for a little space of grace, God has left us a remnant. Everything about God's remnant, everything about the elect of God, everything about the fold, everything about the churches is by the grace of God. Wherein He has made us accepted in the blood. Who? Christians. It don't matter if you're Jew, Gentile, white, black, Russian, Ethiopian, whatever you are. People say this is the Israelites and doesn't include Gentiles, but that's not what God's saying here. God is not talking about the Jews here. He's including some of them, but He's not talking about Israel. He's talking about what's known as spiritual Israel. This is how we become all one fold, as He said over in John chapter 10. I'm not of this fold. Some people out there are not Jews. I must bring them in. And they're going to be one fold and have one Savior. People say, well, Gentiles don't become Jews. I never said that Gentiles become Jews. I'm saying, spiritually speaking, we are all one people. The elect of God. The remnant that God actually chose out of this world to be His children. We are the family of God. And we need to treat each other like that. So God elected a fold before the foundation of the world. John 10:16 said, God said this fold was not all Jews, but also Gentiles. And He says, we would become one fold. This is the seed of Abraham. This fold is the seed of Abraham, the father of many nations, which also the remnant of God, which is also the elect of God. Now, God, as I said before, these people here was a small remnant. Remember in other places, I can't call it in my mind, might have been Isaiah, I can't recall it in my mind, where it's almost a similar situation, and God had, I think it was what, seven people elected, chosen, a remnant of seven people, might have been 11, I can't remember it all together, that God set aside just for the purpose of carrying on the work. Right now, in this day and time, God has a small remnant of churches, a small remnant of people, that He has set aside to carry on the work of this church. The church of Jesus Christ will be here when Jesus returns. This church might not. Church in Oakdale might not. Fort Worth might not. Our Denham, our other brothers and sisters' churches might not. Tulsa, I can go on and on. Kentucky, I can go on and on, might not be here at that time. I think we will. If the Lord don't tarry too much longer. If He tarries much longer, Justin go on there, isn't he? But anyway, you see what I'm talking about? Why are we here, folks? Why are we escaping the apostasy? Why is it that I don't care if I get 4 likes on Facebook or 100 likes on Facebook? People are prideful, aren't we? We like to be liked, don't we? We like for people to like what we say, don't we? It's because God's given us the grace to deal with it. We couldn't deal with it all if it wasn't for God. We couldn't hold together if it wasn't for the grace of God. We are the remnant in this time that God has chosen to survive. Now go to, I'm going to try to finish this point. I will finish this point. I've got another 7 or 8 minutes. Go to Romans chapter 11, and then 1 John 3, and that's as far as the scriptures go, so that's as far as we'll go with scriptures. I don't have 2 more sub-points at this point. It is true that we as Gentiles are not Jews. I had one of my favorite preachers to read an article, I'm just assuming, because it's right after I wrote an article about something about this, that we are not Jews. Never will we be Jews. I never said we were. I never said we would be. However, we are engrafted, aren't we? Into the tree of Abraham as part of the tree. Abraham is the tree. We are the branches. Everybody says, Jesus' tree. No, this tree here, Abraham's the tree. He's the father of many nations. In Romans chapter 11, verse 17, we've stated all this before, but I'm going to go ahead and look at it anyway. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the roots and the fatness of the olive tree. The words, and thou, Paul is referring to the Gentiles here. And because he's speaking to Gentiles here. And being a wild olive tree, that's the Gentiles, which was grafted into the tree called Abraham, and not only the father of Israel, but the father of many nations. Abraham's the tree. We're the branches. Originally, all of them were Jews. Some of them were broken off. And God, by His grace, engrafted us into the tree, and what do? Are we different? We become part of the tree, didn't we? If my heart give out, I pray that it doesn't. If it does, that's fine. Lord, take me home. But if my heart was to give out, or a kidney, or liver, and someone donated, God bless them if they heart, you're going to take the heart out of a dead person. But anyway, and they take that and put it in the baby and sew it in and get it pumped, and it becomes what? Part of my body, definitely. If I was to lose my arm and someone else gave me an arm and they put it on, it would be my arm, wouldn't it? Once it becomes part of this body, it's this body, isn't it? Finish up with this point. Let's go to 1 John 3. I'll get into this more later. Both Jews and Gentiles are the elect and non-elect alike. Both Jews and Gentiles were affected by Adam's sin. Remember back over in Romans chapter 3, we had this last week, verse 9, where he says, what then? Or We bear the nay, the Jew speaking. He said, no, in no wise. For we have before proved that both Jews and Gentiles, that we are all under sin. We're alike. We're just alike. We're no different than they are. Are we? They're no different than we are. They're sinners. We have sinners. They're lost. They have lost people. We have lost people. They have some churches. We have some churches. They have some Christians. We have some Christians. Adam caused the entire population of the earth, outside of Jesus Christ, to be born dead. Both part of God's remnant are also called the seed of Abraham. Look at verse 1 in 1 John chapter 3. I'm going to try to end right here. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, and we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. The elect and the non-elect, the honored vessel and dishonored vessel, are all sinners, but just one part of them have been saved. Those that God drew in. Those that God reached down and picked up and moved. Jacob didn't move himself to the love of God. Esau didn't move himself to the hate of God. God put Esau as his love, and Jacob as his love. I keep getting that mixed up. Jacob as his love, and Esau as his hate. Cain and Abel, same way. God chose one over the other. He chose Abel over Cain, and he chose Jacob over Esau. Wow, I got that right. So it doesn't matter what we are all vessels that God made. And we're honored vessels, God made us that way. If we're part of the fold of God and the tree of Abraham, God put us there and made us that way. And those who have light and those that have no light, that's what God hath made us. Is that simple? Man is simple because he's sinned. But we are what God has made us. They are lost and will remain lost because God did not choose them, just like he did not choose Esau. Just like he did not choose Cain. He did not choose a lot, the vast majority of people. I will get into the rest of this next time. Keep praying for me and my wife and my family, and we'll keep praying for the church here. I have no idea what kind of mess I have over the parsonage. I can go over and probably get out in the rain and see if I can knock that tree off that fence somehow. That's my dog fence. But anyway, please do have a wonderful rest of the week, and let's all stand.